This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. You will notice as you read the book of Hebrews how often the writer encourages you to respond to truth by using the two words, let us. In chapter 10, verses 19 through 25, these words are used five times. In each case, he gives a rationale for the challenge. In verse 22, we are encouraged to pray, let us draw near to God. The rationale is twofold. First, through his sacrifice, Jesus made a new and living way for us to approach God directly. Second, when we trust in Christ for his salvation, we are cleansed and thus prepared to enter God's presence. Let us therefore draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith. In verse 23, we are encouraged to hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. The rationale for this encouragement is, for he who promised is faithful. It's like a little child holding on to his father's strong hand while they are being jostled in a thronging crowd. It's not the child's grip that sustains, it's the father's grip. In verse 24, we are encouraged to keep a watchful eye out for each other so we can spur one another on toward love and good deeds. The watchful eye will notice when a brother or sister is drifting and needing a prod to get back in line. It'll also notice when someone is ready to respond to a new challenge and encourage and empower them to do so. Verse 25 builds on this theme by pointing out that some are neglecting getting together with fellow believers. This is dangerous. As we move toward the end times, it gets more dangerous. We need each other's encouragement. Let's be faithful to obey these let us commands.